We're joined now by WTMJ's Sean Brinda. And Sean, I'll ask you kind of a blanket question to begin with as we kind of gather where the district sits right now. What, in your opinion, do you think is the most pressing matter for the district among the laundry list that they face?
I mean, the most pressing issue I think the district faces right now is to make sure that, you know, those schools get cleaned of lead as soon as possible. Any child with lead in their system is not a healthy child at all. So the fact that there have been multiple students that have tested positive for lead within the past 6 months since this crisis began has been really apparent.
When it comes to the lead crisis, you've been covering closely the health department's response to it within the city. Do they feel as an entity overwhelmed with just how big of an issue this has grown to?
They're not necessarily overwhelmed with how big of an issue it's become. It's more along the lines of finding enough resources to help the public school system fix their issue.
Let's talk about finances for the district for a second, because it was back in the news this week that the Department of Public Instruction, for the second time in as many years, is withholding funding for the district because of delinquency on paperwork.
Yeah, that's right, Adam. On Thursday, the Department of Public Instruction sent a letter to Milwaukee Public Schools saying that they were withholding $42 million in state aid to the district. And that includes $16.6 million from last year for special education aid. And then as well as $17.7 million in special education aid for this year and $8 million in gap funding.
Let's talk a bit about your work covering the district since you joined WTMJ, because MPS as an organization is a tough nut to crack. They like to keep information tight, and you know it's the job of a district and specifically their comms people. As you've been reporting on this list of issues, what have you found works best in your reporting practice to get the most information out of a tough nut to crack?
You know, when covering MPS, it's usually best to look at it from, you know, outliers that surround MPS. You know, if you go directly to the source, they're going to keep things close to the chest. But when you talk with outsider groups such as the health department, they give you a little bit of a better insight into what's going on with their health issue. And then if you talk with the Department of Public Instruction, they'll give you a little more information in terms of how, you know, the district is dealing with their finances. You know, just the other day, Dale Cuenga with the Metropolitan Milwaukee Association of Commerce told us that when it comes to the financial side of things, the MPS Office of Finance, they're still dealing with a lot of issues in terms of trying to fix the financial reports that are still due. Cuenga said that from what he's learned from the Office of Finance, they're still using physical spreadsheets and outdated software that the state did not recommend the district use in the first place.
Before I let you go, Sean, we both had an opportunity since she's been instated as superintendent to speak with Dr. Brenda Caselius. Have you gotten the sense as you've followed where things are going with the district that she feels like the district has the tools it needs to navigate these issues? Because a lot of people in the public eye, at least, have been praising her action in her short time in office.
She's definitely become more proactive than what we've seen in the district within the past previous months. You know, I believe she is definitely a fresh change for the district and probably for the better. You know, bringing forth issues and making cuts, I believe, are necessary for the school district. And, you know, in terms of the coming years ahead, she definitely has a full list of things to accomplish in order to regain the public's trust.
WTMJ's Sean Brinda with an update on Milwaukee Public Schools. Thanks, Sean.
Sure thing.